Pano Yerikaris, welcome. Let's say there's a patient with diabetes who needs help managing his condition, checking his blood sugar, all of that kind of stuff. How does CSIRI and its member organizations help this patient? How does it work?
So CSIRI is actually not a provider of care. What
right.
we do is support the practices, the member practices that are a part of this initiative.
The doctor's offices.
The doctor's offices themselves. The patient-centered medical home activities that we're trying to promote and really are a focus of our work really help patients and doctors work together around patient education, self-management of chronic disease, improving access and communication, really supporting to make sure that a patient understands medication options that they're on, what they might do for a healthier lifestyle, how they could improve. And in this case, as you mentioned, someone with diabetes, knowing what to eat, knowing the importance of exercise, knowing the importance of taking their medications regularly.
So if you're a member of a patient-centered medical home, you use this term, and as I understand it, that's basically a primary care doctor's office, but with a suite of extra services available and a nurse care manager to kind of help make sure you get connected to all of the services you need, sort of one-stop shopping. Is that an accurate description?
Well, it's very good. It is very accurate. The pieces, the idea of team-based care, so a physician or a nurse practitioner, mm-hmm. physician assistant, whoever the provider is, they can't do it all. It really does require a team to help deliver the kind of care and help support the patient through that journey of health.
Would this hypothetical patient, we first started talking about this hypothetical patient with diabetes, know that he's in a patient-centered medical home? What would that feel like?
Well, hopefully they would, although they might not know it as that name. The real focus, as I mentioned before, is improving access to make sure there's easy telephonic and appointment scheduling. So if they have questions and even, you know, email and using email to communicate with their providers, that will really be enhanced, as well as I mentioned, shared decision making so that a patient really understands what is being recommended to them and how they might improve their health.
I understand that there are about 220,000 Rhode Islanders now part of these patient-centered medical homes that are part then of the Chronic Care Sustainability Initiative of Rhode Island. That's a huge number.
Yeah, yes, it is. And the goal, in fact, you know, so we're at 68 practices. We do plan
doctor's offices, 68 doctor's offices.
68 okay. doctor's offices. Mm-hmm. What we hope to do is continue to expand. And the goal is to get to half of Rhode Islanders have that availability to go to a patient-centered medical home under CSI.
Is this initiative going to make healthcare any more affordable for Rhode Islanders? I mean, should I run out and join a patient-centered medical home?
Well, that's certainly the goal. And there is mixed information nationally, but the you know there was a recent article several weeks ago talking about a demonstration in southern Pennsylvania that did not show improved cost or quality. However, when we really looked at it, that was a small study, a small effort, and they didn't do a lot of the things that we're doing in Rhode Island. For example, they didn't have incentives to pay, so that there's actually incentives by the health plans to physician offices to when they improve quality, when they improve customer satisfaction, patient satisfaction, and especially utilization.
So they get a little extra payment for
yes,
those things.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and in fact, that's really the critical issue around sustainability. It has to cost less.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of evidence. There's so much waste in the system that doing good care, actually, and good primary care does cost less, you know, in the end, because you're reducing hospitalizations. Hopefully you reduce emergency room visits, but that focus on patients who are particularly higher risk, have a higher burden of illness, they're the focus of the nurse care manager effort, for example, and that expanded coordination and care management to really help people learn how to take better care of themselves. And there is evidence in a number of studies now that that does reduce costs.
Mm-hmm. And also, it could perhaps reduce costs for patients themselves. I mean, I understand that HealthSource RI, the state's yeah. online insurance marketplace, offers a plan with lower copays for patients who are part of a patient-centered medical home.
Yes, that I think they did that based on, you know, their actuarial analysis that it's going to cost less. So the idea is to try to give an incentive for patients to choose a doctor's office that's a patient-centered medical home.
Pano Yerikaris, thanks so much for joining us.
Kristen, it was a pleasure.
Healthcare reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant from the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation.